Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the blessings you pour out upon us, and I just thank you for the love that you send us and tells us in your word that nothing can separate us from it. Pray, God, that you would just be with us today, just give us guidance, wisdom, help us to understand and know the answers and decisions we should make, and just not just here at the county, but throughout our nation, throughout the world, God, just be with all those. Pray for those that might need your healing hand or your helping hand, your comforting hand. And God, just be with them and just watch over them in a great and mighty way. Thank you again for watching over us. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. Wyatt, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, June 19, 2017, 9:02 a.m. Under commission remarks, we're going to have Melissa Duckworth with Emergency Management come up and give us a FEMA update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just real fast, last Thursday, the FEMA opened a disaster recovery center at the Sanctuary of Hope on Bee Creek Road. It's currently going 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I believe they're going to adjust those hours at some point this week to 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's there for residents, homeowners that have questions, especially if they've gotten a FEMA letter, they've been denied, anything like that. It's a resource. There's the National Flood Insurance Program has a representative there, Small Business Administration, and then FEMA to answer any questions that anybody has. But and then if any of you want to stop by and see how they work, they'll be more than happy to give, you know, a walkthrough to anybody. You just have to sign in. It, even though it's at the church, it becomes a federal building, the section that they're using when FEMA is there. They've seen four people since they opened on Thursday. So it's anybody you run into, strongly encourage them if they have any questions to go as soon as possible. And they may think, I'm going to wait a little bit, but if they wait too long, if they don't start seeing traffic, they will start slowly shutting it down. Denial letters for FEMA are going out. It could just be from any homeowner, any individual that's applied for assistance. They may have received a denial letter, and it's easy to just toss that letter when it says you've been denied, but to read the rest of it, because it could be just as simple as they need to verify a birthday. So they need to, you know, read the whole letter and then use that DRC location to talk to somebody face-to-face. We've also seen a lot of denials because people are non-compliant, which basically if they were helped in the past with a flood claim through FEMA and they didn't maintain flood insurance, FEMA will not help them again. But those can always be appealed. You can appeal to FEMA or Small Business Administration, who does low interest loans, which is the vast majority of the assistance that is provided for rebuilding comes through Small Business Administration. So they can appeal either of those decisions. As of close of business on 6/18, 123 individuals or households in Taney County have registered with FEMA. And then on Wednesday is our required applicant briefing for the public assistance side. So that's the governmental and nonprofit agencies for infrastructure, the cost share assistance that FEMA provides to those jurisdictions. That meeting will be on Wednesday at 8 a.m. in Hollister. I have reached out either by phone or email to jurisdictions, the other municipalities, and special districts within the county and sent them this information. But if I missed anyone, they're also sending out a Department of Public Safety sent out a press release as well this morning. So that's about all I have.
I also announced at the Good Morning Branson last 15th, that's when they opened, and let them know that that was opened. I happened to see it on Facebook the night before and announced that, you know, Sanctuary of Hope was open from 7 to 7 at that meeting. So,
yeah, and the easiest way to really get any information is you can go on FEMA's website and you can sign up to get their press releases that they send out. You can just get on an email list for their any press releases they send out that deals with our area, so that as soon as they send it out, you can get that information.
I wondered if that was why we only had four residents that went, because maybe many, I do know some that went to that 800 after you announced mm-hmm. before.
And it could be, in the past, we haven't had a lot go in. I don't know if it's just because they don't know that it's a resource that's there, or they're not quite sure what it provides. But the biggest thing is if they have questions about anything, or they need to be walked through the appeal process, anything like that, go visit with those individuals that are there at the DRC. That's what they're there for. They don't make the decisions, but they can pass up that information. So they are definitely a resource to walk anyone through the process.
Sounds like the important thing also to get out is if they receive that denial letter, they need to read it.
Yes. Read it. It's so easy to look at it and it says you've been denied and just toss it to the side and get frustrated. But it may say you've been denied because they can't verify your birthday, or maybe you didn't put your whole full name down, or it could be anything like that. Or they may need to see where you were denied your insurance before they. So just read the whole letter.
Okay, thank you. Approval of accounts payable.
Do you guys want to approve the agreement for the backhoe repair before we approve the check? Or you want to leave that check out and then approve the agreement for backhoe repair and then approve that check?
Is the check in there?
Yes.
On the backhoe repair?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we could go ahead with the amended, or is that the emergency event procurement?
Yes.
Number 201705-378, backhoe repair.
Yes, sir. This needs to be read into the minutes that we made the adjustment to add the shipping and handling fees. Normally, we require that to be included on any quote beforehand, but this particular vendor bent over backwards on the pricing on this part, the used part. They could not absorb that into the price. We found that out after the fact. So this is reference 201705-378 for the backhoe emergency repair part with Broken Tractor LLC in Texas. And the actual amount, the actual final amount, is $6,051 even. And I have a form, a new amended form for you to sign for the bid document, Mr. Presiding Commissioner.
That check number was for $6,045, or the check amount.
I think I have the invoice here.
Frank's
the invoice is $6,051.
Okay, and Frank's letter says, Frank Cotty's letter says is it will not exceed $6,051.
Okay. What I'm saying is the check that we wrote is for $6,045.
Well, I guess the bridge will have to make an adjustment on that. It was, I don't know where that number came from, but it was always $6,051 after the shipping and handling costs were discussed. Discussed.
What was that, the original? What was the original invoice amount supposed to be before the shipping charges? Do you know?
It was $356 more, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they've got shipping in here is $350.
It's the right there. $6,095 and $350.
I see.
Here's the invoice. We may have had some bad math.
There's your $5,695, and then the 356. How's that add up?
Less 350 on that. They just have 350 now. $6.
Oh, I see.
Bridges and they did, or if it was
what's the check number? 445547.
I was thinking the freight ticket would be there so we know which air was at. Wasn't it? I thought I remember seeing a copy that the freight was 356, wasn't it?
Shipping charges, $350.
So the check will be correct.
Total $56.95 plus $350. There too. I guess that's the.
Do you want to pull that check out until determine which one it should be?
Yep.
And you got, like I said, two different invoice numbers.
So do you want on the agreement, what's the agreement say the amount is?
Frank says up to